Welcome back to Clash Royale Radio, episode number 10. I am your host, Dylan.
I'm your co-host, Dalton.
And I'm your other co-host, Caleb.
And this week, guys, we got something extremely special for everybody here. We are doing a draft, basically. I don't know how else you'd say it, but it's like a huge draft, so it's just going to be completely different. But before we get started, I do want to mention, if you guys haven't already, join the Discord server. The link will be down in the description below. And all you have to do is click down. Your guys are invited.
You know, I kind of found a kind of a description for what we're doing.
What's that?
What y'all are doing. Kind of like fantasy.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
That's like pretty much what it is.
Fantasy football.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is exactly right.
We're doing a snake draft. There's 8 players in it.
Yes.
64 cards to pick. And it's just going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We love drafts. And I'm super excited to do this. We're going to constantly do this. We're going to keep on bringing up this. So
yeah, it's going to be fun. One thing, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're fine.
But some of the rules I want to mention here first. We have 8 guys in this league that we've built. And we play everybody twice. And then we have a single elimination tournament after that. And you can't just use any deck. We have to draft our cards, and that's what this episode is going to be about, is drafting our cards. We only have 8 rounds, so it's a complete deck, and that is it. And all the cards that did not get drafted are banned, cannot be used.
You cannot trade with them as well.
Right,
that's
right.
But you're stuck with.
Well, you can trade with other players. That is one rule you can have. But I think it's going to be really fun, and
it's going to last
cannot
about
wait.
8 weeks.
So yeah, it's about 8 week deal.
You're gonna play everybody twice, so it's gonna be you're gonna be playing 2 games a week possibly.
Yep.
So far we just have 8 guys. But guys, if you guys are hearing this, and you guys want to join on to the next season.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing it again most likely.
Yeah. Please let us know please hop on.
I want to go through the draft order real quick before we hop into the draft. Oh, hang on, real quick before. One reason why you need to join Discord, y'all, because we are having this live on Discord. So
y'all.
If you guys want to, yes,
you
y'all.
Got that southern slang, y'all.
Y'all.
So this whole thing will be on live. So I don't know how much editing it's going to be. It's going to be kind of like more free, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Okay. It's going to be live. People are going to be chatting. And
that is so much fun. I think we need to do that more often because last time we did that, it was live chat. We were doing the tier list.
And somebody missed out.
Someone missed out. You should have been there, Dalton.
Well,
you were hunting.
I'm going to kill some ducks.
Yeah, I couldn't explain. I had, us humans have priorities.
Priorities?
And that was one of them. But welcome back. Thanks for the, I'm back.
Awkward.
I'm back better than ever.
All right. Before we get into the live here, guys, I'm just going to talk about the draft order or just say it out loud here. So number 1, of course, it's Buggy Whips.
Buggy Whips.
Caleb here.
Let's go.
It's not rigged.
It's not rigged.
Number 2 is Patrick. Number 3 is Frozen Yeti. Number 4, the Beast Worm. Number 5, Crasser. And then number 6 is Mini Reed, which
is me. Mini Reed.
And then number 7, Karate Kid.
Hey, yo!
And number 8, Panda.
Panda.
So,
You should say Kung Fu.
On that note, guys, we will see you on the draft.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You're picking.
All right, are we ready for this?
Am I picking?
You're picking for
that
guy.
You're picking. Okay, so Dalton,
what number is
picking
he?
For the Beast Worm, and he is, 4th.
That's a lot of pressure. Sorry,
buddy. So, real quick, guys, just type your pick in the chat, and then we'll go from there. So, Caleb, number 1, baby. Let's go.
We're going?
Go for it. What's
Alrighty.
Your first pick?
My very first pick is going to be Golden Knight.
Golden Knight. All right. And Patrick picks the Skeleton King. Frozen Yeti, you're up.
Wow, they're all going champions.
Archer Queen, that's a good pick, yeah.
Yep.
And then that'd be Dalton for the Beast Worm. What do you got?
Does he have champions?
Oh yeah, he does. He's got everything almost max, so he's good. Pick any card.
We'll go witch.
Oh, let's go.
You son of a gun.
Beast Word got the witch. Caracer. He's up.
Sorry, Patrick. Sorry.
Patrick, man.
Sorry.
Hey, Patrick, I'm with you, buddy. I wanted the witch, too. That was honestly the two of my picks. Like, I couldn't tell if I wanted the witch or the golden knight first.
Yeah.
It was tough. Lightning.
Did he pick lightning? I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it either.
He might be in the chat somewhere else. All right, I'm going with tornado.
Yep.
My pick. My first pick's tornado.
There it is. Boom. Tornado.
All day.
Tornado.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Karate Kid.
I agree, Patrick.
Terrible. Dude, tornado's the best card in the game. Terrible. Flying machine? What?
Wow.
Okay. Dude, that's a surprise.
That is a surprise.
No. I never would. I know what he's doing. He's going to Lava Hound.
Is he really?
We know it. We know it.
Panda's picking Dark Goblin.
Dark Goblin, that's solid.
Wow.
Panda, you're up again. Yeah, I probably don't even need a timer on it, honestly. We're going by quick.
Everybody is going by quick.
Hog Rider. And we're on round two. So, Karate Kid. There it is. There it is. Lava Hound. Karate Kid.
Oh, wow. He
drops
into
round two. So, my turn. Man, I'm going to go with... Yeah, give me Mega Knight.
Wow. Yeah. I hate you.
Yeah, give me Mega Knight.
The Mega Knight.
And Dalton, you got it.
Wait, I got it?
Yep,
you're up. You're on the floor. You got two champions left.
Oh,
no, that's not true. Yeah,
oh, my
bad.
My bad, my bad. That is Kracer. My bad.
I was about to say.
Kracer's up. That's right. Ooh, the fisherman. RG. Mm. He's going RG.
We're going to go Inferno Tower.
Inferno Tower.
Inferno Tower. Wow.
For adult, yeah.
He's doing good.
That's going to be so tough.
This is going to be tough.
Frozen Yeti. I'm going with Cannon. Nope. Giant Skelly. Solid.
That is.
Patrick. The bird.
Phoenix.
Caleb, you got the next two. Finishes her off in round two.
E-Wiz. Electric Wizard.
Wow. All right, that's round two. Start of round three, Caleb. You're up.
Firecracker.
Dang, man. Get out of here. Patrick. The Poison. Now, Frozen Yeti. Rocket.
Wow.
That's good. And then the Beast Worm.
You're up, bud.
Fireball.
Ooh.
Fireball. Then it is Kracer. Inferno Dragon. That's good. Ah, shoot, man. Now it's my turn. Give me the bomb tower.
That was a terrible pick.
It probably is.
I'm just
going with my gut, man. I'm just.
Well, you need to get a new gut.
Karate Kid.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
The mightiest of
the mighty.
Ah, that's a good one. Dang, I didn't even think about that. Oh, the
Cannon for Panda.
Panda again. Mini Pekka. That's solid. That's good.
Yeah.
I knew. I'm surprised.
Honestly surprised that it lasted that long.
Me too. Yep.
The Goblin Cage.
Oh, wow.
Karate Kid. Yeah, Goblin Cage. I'm going with the Baby Miner.
You're so weird.
Yeah, I'm going with Miner.
Oh, yeah, bring him the Miner. Dude, I have no idea how many times I listened to this boy. The Miner, bro. Everything about the Miner.
It's good.
I'm going to give you a t-shirt that says that on there.
Good. Caracer. The Hunter.
Nerf Miner.
Someone pick RG for Caracer.
We'll go Dark Knight. Or Dark Prince or whatever.
Prince. Yeah, Dark Prince.
Yep, that's a good pick. The only champion out there is the monk. Is anybody going to pick him? Is he going to be dead in the
who's
water?
That? Who's that?
The monk.
The monk. Yeah, I don't know.
Is anybody?
I'm kind of scared,
him?
But like, I want to take. I might take a chance. Frozen Yeti, the Expo.
Gosh,
let's go.
Dang
let's
it.
Go. Patrick, you're up.
Look at him. That's heavy, but my goodness, that's going to be tough. Oh, there it is. He's hovering over it already.
The guards.
Yep, good pick. Good pick.
Solid defense.
They're one of the best. They're just so good.
And they're cheap, you know? They only died to arrows. And probably poison. So Caleb, you're up.
Executioner.
That's a good one. I was thinking about that, too.
Golem.
Nuh-uh. I guess I knew you were going to play Golem. Patrick. You're up again.
Mm.
I was literally thinking about picking that. Splash Yard, isn't it? Isn't that what that is?
I think so.
That's dominant.
No, dang, Patrick, so you're going to be tough, man.
Yeah.
You're going to be tough.
He's got... it all.
Frozen Yeti.
He's got it all lined up. His next card's probably going to be Tombstone. Skellies.
Skellies.
Yeah. Not the Larrys.
The Beast Worm, Dalton.
Goblin Gang.
Patrick's telling me the shush. I'm guaranteeing. Yeah, he's picking Tombstone.
Caracer.
Bar Barrel. That's a good one.
Bar Barrel, yeah. Dang. Bats.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, I got you.
Are you kidding me right now?
I got you. Let's go.
Bats.
Karate Kid. Arrows.
Gosh. Dang. What am I going to do about that?
And Panda. Got the next two.
Zap.
I knew that was going to go.
Skeleton
Dragons. Karate Kid. Balloon. I saw that coming. Okay, let's see. My turn. The Ice Wizard.
The Ice Wizard.
Caracer.
Royal Hogs.
Mm. Oh, you're picking Royal Hogs?
Mm-hmm.
The Beast Worm. Royal Hogs. And Frozen Yeti. You really want a 2-day shipping? Dude, that's awesome. Frozen Yeti. Mirror. Wow.
Wow, honestly.
Double Expo.
Mirror. I'll be darned.
Patrick with Log.
He's got the Log. Mm.
That's another card I'm surprised it was that late.
That's true.
Patrick. Oh, yeah, you got Log. Okay. Caleb, you're up.
Mega Minion. Skeleton Barrel.
And then Clone, I'm sure, is your next card.
If I'm lucky.
Back to Patrick. Tombstone. There it is.
Yep.
Frozen Yeti. Tesla. I was literally going to pick that, and then I picked...
Dagum. He did get
the Wiz.
That. Yeah. Dude, he's going to be so tough. He's...
Valkyrie.
You got the good duo, I mean. Very good duo.
It is, yeah, Crasher.
Mother Witch.
Crasher, I mean. Mother Witch. Crasher, I swear, it's RG. Karate Kid. Oh, it's me. Oh, shoot. Let me go with the Goblin Barrel.
There's another one that was kind of late, yeah. I feel like. Is anyone picking the Monk?
Karate Kid with the Baby Dragon. And then Panda, you got the last two. for you. Ram Rider and Ice Spirit.
Mmm. And he has two riders, too. That's going to be tough.
Karate Kid. Yeah, same with Patrick. Yeah, someone get RG.
Before Kreiser wins the draft.
It's me.
Take it. RG.
Dude, I'm like really close to doing it.
Wow.
Taking what?
RG.
Taking RG.
Seriously, you're going to go with two tanks?
Hang on, I haven't picked yet. No.
Cindy.
This is tough. RG.
Wow.
Seriously? Wow. Leave me alone.
He's so heavy.
Let's go.
I'm not as heavy as you think.
Okay, yeah,
but I do need a win condition.
Yeah.
I'm at 3.9.
Isn't it Mega Net a win condition or no?
I feel betrayed. Oh. I know I had to do that, Crasher. I had, or Crasher.
Honestly, I'm lost.
I had to.
He went with E-Giant.
Oh, no.
Actually, it's not bad still with the lightning.
We'll go Zappies.
Ooh, Zappies. Dalton's
but how good is E-Giant without Tornado, though? That's going to be tough.
Yeah,
that's
going to be... Yeah.
I don't know.
It is going to be tough.
Zappies. Okay.
Oh, no. Stop scaring me.
Frozen Yeti.
I don't think we're going to be using the bonus, but I don't know what it's for.
Yeah, we're not using bonus. We're just picking eight. This is the last round.
Dang, nobody's picked the Skelly Gang.
They're about
Yeah.
Wow.
Patrick, your last card. Archers. And then Caleb, the clone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Caleb with the clone.
Give me clone.
And there we have it. Hey, Patrick, I would really appreciate it if you took a screenshot of that and send it to me, because I plan on making like little banners for everybody, so that way everybody knows. I have plans for it anyway. But seriously, everybody that drafted, thank you for spending the time to do this. I'm glad. I'm sorry that was a little late. You can blame Kreiser for that. But seriously, thank you everybody for participating in this.
Thank you,
and this is going to be super fun.
Yeah, thank you, Bytor, for setting this up. You have made this a lot
definitely,
easier for us.
Definitely.
Awesome.
I love your setup, too.
Yeah.
It's
this
awesome.
Is really cool. Really
it's going to
cool.
be awesome. Yeah, there's no bonus, Karate Kid. No bonus. This is you're just doing eight. Now, the rule is you're able to trade with other players, but everything that did not get picked are banned.
Yep.
So when
can we know who we're going against? Is it going to be
I will
week?
Be sending that on Saturday. Okay. So we're going to do Saturday to Saturday. So the league will start Saturday. Anyway, I'm kind of curious, guys. What do you guys think of your guys' deck? Especially Kreiser. Kreiser, what do you think, man?
Kreiser got robbed.
Hey, Dylan, I'll trade you for RG. Just kidding.
For what?
Ain't mine to be traded.
Sorry, Kreiser. I had to.
Mr.
You didn't
Cole,
have to.
Mr. Cole wants to use his question.
I'm getting Cole for Christmas. What do you say? So, man, this is going to be tough. I think...
You know what, Dylan? Sorry to interrupt you, but you're probably used to it.
Yeah.
I think you did that to Kreiser just to be rude. Like,
I think so,
you
too.
Had no audacity.
Hey, the pressure was on me. They were like, hey, somebody pick RG. I'm like, you know what? The pressure got me. I had to.
You're like aluminum. You break easy.
Okay, Panda says he's proud of his first five picks. But other than that, this is going to be interesting. I feel the same way with RG. And I don't know. My deck is kind of weird.
This is kind of crazy how well my deck went together. Yeah. Other than I'm very sad that I had to pick Mega Minion instead of Bats. You screwed me on that one. But yeah, this is the deck I honestly kind of wanted, so it went my way.
Yeah. I think...
it definitely went my way.
Okay, just kind of looking at this, we're going to do like a preseason, like who do you think will win, like the tournament, you know
Kreiser.
What I mean? So, you really think so?
No, to be real honest, Frozen Yeti looks scary.
Hey, Dylan.
Frozen Yeti does?
Frozen Yeti looks really scary. So I think he's actually has a big chance of winning.
So is that your preseason prediction?
Yeah, I think Frozen Yeti might win this whole thing.
Tell me what you got.
Kreischer wants to trade. He's trying to trade Georgie right now.
Is he really?
Yep. He said, let's trade. No.
I can't do that.
Why?
I
you
can't.
Broke under pressure the first time. Do it again. Help a man out. Kreischer, I'm trying to help you. Let's go. Just give him a trade. You're going to lose anyways.
No, I can't.
You're going to lose
Peer pressure is out of me already.
Oh, my right.
I'm in that stubborn phase now. So for me, I think Krotika is looking really good. I think he's look solid. I think he's going to go number one. And then and following him, I think Patrick's going to be really good as well. I think Graveyard is going to be really hard to stop, especially if you don't have the right cards to stop the Graveyard.
Yeah. Patrick does look, Patrick looks scary. That's definitely
Patrick's going to be good.
But still, Kreischer's, it will look pretty decent as well. Like with the Fisherman and the E-Giant, I mean, that's still pretty decent.
Yeah, that's true.
Test your skills, Kreischer. Test your skills. This is how we do it. Let's go. Yeah, I'm going with... Yeah, Karate Kid at one, Patrick at two. And Caleb at three.
You really think I'm going to be that good?
I think you're going to be decent. You're going to be one of those really annoying... Now, here's another thing. You don't have a building.
No.
What's your deck size? Sorry. Elixir, whatever.
4.1.
4.1. Okay, that's not bad.
So yeah, it's pretty expensive. The only problem I have is like when you're playing with when you're a Golem player, you're gonna expect a whole like not very good defense.
Yeah,
I might have to let a tower go.
That's how any Golem player is.
Pretty true.
Use that tower for resources.
Now it would be a lot better if I had Witch other than Executioner, but Executioner is just gonna have to work. So.
I'm curious of what the Beast Swarm will do with his deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Hogs are going to be annoying.
There's nothing that Dalton and pick Valkyrie. Was wrong. I just hope he looks at it and I'm like, oh, crap, I'm in trouble.
Well, yeah, but the Beast Swarm, I think, has got a really good defense. I mean, if you look at everything he's got, his defense, and then all you have to do is use your Royal Hogs at the right time for offense. So actually, he could be looking pretty good.
Or and your Dark Prince. Like, if you can figure out a way to bait, too. You can get some definitely damage.
Yeah. Yeah. And poor Monk, definitely.
Yeah. Poor Monk. Yeah. Monk.
If that tells you anything, it needs a rework bad. But I want to end recording here. If everybody wants to join into another chat room, we can all talk. That'd be awesome if you guys want to do that.
Yeah. Let's do that real quick. Yeah.